Welcome to the Personal Improvement Now podcast. Created by a California educator with over 30 years experience, who has educated and motivated thousands. This podcast aims to equip us not just to survive, but to thrive amidst uncertainty while contributing positively to our communities. In today's fast-paced world, the need for personal improvement has never been more crucial. As we navigate through unprecedented challenges, be it global health crises, economic fluctuations, or social upheaval, developing ourselves personally is essential for resilience and adaptability. Personal improvement equips individuals with the skills and mindset necessary to face adversity head-on. By actively engaging in self-development activities such as learning new skills or cultivating emotional intelligence, we can enhance our ability to cope with change and uncertainty. Moreover, these improvements foster a sense of agency. When people invest in their growth, they feel empowered to take charge of their lives rather than being passive observers. Are you ready? Let's begin. Welcome to the Personal Improvement Now podcast, where we focus on personal growth and a better quality of life. For the next few months, our podcast episodes published on Wednesdays will include readings from Maestro Circe's ebook titled Time Management, A Guide for Lifetime Success, and go deeper into building time management skills towards a better life. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Welcome to the Personal Improvement Now podcast. In today's episode, we will focus on Maestro Circe's ebook titled Time Management, A Guide to Lifetime Success, and go deeper into building time management skills for a better quality of life. Today, we examine Chapter 1, Tame Your Time Dragon, with subchapter Battle Strategies, Procrastination. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 1. Tame Your Time Dragon. Battle Strategies. Procrastination. The Dragon Within. Conquering Procrastination. My friend, if you're like me, then you've faced the formidable dragon of procrastination more times than you can count. That insidious beast has a way of creeping up on us, whispering temptations into our ears, luring us away from the important tasks at hand. But no more. Today, we're going to bring the fight to this dragon and emerge victorious. By the end of this guide, you'll have an arsenal of powerful strategies to slay the procrastination dragon once and for all. No more making excuses, no more wasted time and missed deadlines. Just a clear path to getting things done, efficiently and effectively. Are you ready to take up arms and reclaim your productivity? Then let's begin. The necessary gear before we dive into the battle plan, let's make sure you have the right gear. The weapons you'll need in this fight are a timer or a Pomodoro app, more on that in a bit, a notepad and pen, or a digital equivalent, steely determination and the will to succeed. The Pomodoro Technique. Your secret weapon, the Pomodoro Technique, is the first and most crucial strategy in our fight against procrastination. It's a simple but highly effective time management method that works like this. 1. Set a timer for 25 minutes. This is your Pomodoro, a focused work session. 2. Work on your task for the full 25 minutes without interruption. 3. When the timer goes off, take a 5-minute break. 4. Repeat steps 1-3 for as long as needed. The beauty of the Pomodoro Technique is that it trains your brain to work in short, intense bursts, while also giving you regular breaks to recharge. By breaking down your tasks into manageable 25-minute chunks, you'll find it much easier to stay on track and avoid the temptation to procrastinate. The 2-minute rule. Slay the distractions. Another powerful weapon in your anti-procrastination arsenal is the 2-minute rule. developed by productivity expert David Allen. This simple strategy states that if a task will take less than 2 minutes to complete, you should do it right away, rather than putting it off. Imagine you're deep in the throes of an important project, when suddenly, an email pings in your inbox. It's a quick question from a colleague that will only take a minute or two to address. In the past, you might have been tempted to leave it for later, promising yourself you'll get to it eventually. But with the two-minute rule, you'd simply stop, respond to the email, and then immediately return to your main task. By consistently applying the two-minute rule, you'll find that those little distractions and quick tasks no longer derail your productivity. Instead, you'll be able to maintain your focus and momentum, slaying the dragon of procrastination one microtask at a time. The battle plan. Step by step, all right? Now that you've got your weapons in hand, let's dive into the battle plan for conquering procrastination. Identify your priorities. The first step is to take a clear-eyed look at your to-do list and identify your true priorities. What are the tasks that will have the biggest impact on your goals? Which ones are the most urgent? These are the ones you'll want to tackle first, using the Pomodoro technique and two-minute rule. Pro tip, use a simple prioritization matrix to help you visualize your tasks. Draw a 2x2 grid with importance on the x-axis and urgency on the y-axis. Plot your tasks accordingly and focus on the ones in the high importance, high urgency quadrant. Set a dedicated work time. Once you've identified your priorities, it's time to set aside a dedicated work time, a block of uninterrupted hours where you'll apply the Pomodoro technique. This could be first thing in the morning during your most productive hours, or even on the weekends. The key is to protect this time fiercely, minimizing distractions and external demands. Pro tip, use the Pomodoro technique to your advantage by setting a timer for your dedicated work time. For example, you might work in 4 25-minute Pomodoros with 5-minute breaks in between for a total of 2 hours of focused, uninterrupted time. Eliminate distractions. One of the biggest enemies of productivity is the endless sea of digital distractions, social media, email, news websites, and the like. During your dedicated work time, it's crucial to eliminate these temptations as much as possible. Turn off notifications on your phone and computer, close unnecessary tabs and applications, consider using website blocking software to limit access to time-wasting sites, if possible. Work in a quiet, distraction-free environment. Break down your tasks. The next step is to break down your priority tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. This not only makes them feel less overwhelming, but also allows you to apply the Pomodoro technique more effectively. For example, let's say your priority task is to write a report for your boss. Instead of staring at a blank page, paralyzed by the sheer scale of the project, you might break it down like this. Research and gather relevant information, 2 Pomodoros. Outline the structure of the report, 1 Pomodoro. Write the introduction, 1 Pomodoro. Write the first section, 2 Pomodoros. Write the second section, 2 Pomodoros. Write the conclusion, 1 Pomodoro. Review and edit the report, 1 Pomodoro. By breaking down your tasks in this way, you can tackle them one small, achievable step at a time, using the Pomodoro technique to maintain your focus and momentum. Reward yourself as you work your way through your priority tasks. Be sure to reward yourself for your progress. This could be something as simple as a short break, a healthy snack, or even just a moment to stretch your legs and clear your mind. The key is to celebrate your wins, no matter how small, to reinforce the positive behaviors you're building. Pro tip, use the Pomodoro technique's built-in breaks to your advantage. After each 25-minute work session, take a 5-minute break to recharge and renew your focus. Slaying the dragon. Overcoming setbacks, of course. No battle is without its challenges, and the fight against procrastination is no exception. There will be times when the dragon rears its ugly head, tempting you to give in to distractions or abandon your tasks altogether. But don't be discouraged. With the right mindset and strategies, you can overcome these setbacks. If you find yourself struggling with procrastination, try the following. Acknowledge your feelings of resistance or avoidance, but don't judge them. Procrastination is a natural human tendency, and beating yourself up about it will only make it worse. Break your task down even further into smaller, more manageable steps. Sometimes, the root of procrastination is simply feeling overwhelmed by the scope of a project. Adjust your environment to minimize distractions. If necessary, work in a different location or use noise-canceling headphones to create a focused, distraction-free zone. Remind yourself of the importance of the task and the benefits of completing it. Visualize the sense of accomplishment and relief you'll feel when it's done. Ultimately, the key to slaying the procrastination dragon is to be patient, persistent, and kind to yourself. It's a battle that requires ongoing vigilance, but with the Pomodoro technique, the 2-minute rule, and a commitment to your priorities, you can emerge victorious. The final countdown, checking your success. So, how do you know when you've successfully conquered procrastination? Here are a few signs that you're on the right track. You're consistently completing your priority tasks on time, or even ahead of schedule. You're feeling more focused, productive, and in control of your time. You're experiencing less anxiety, stress, or guilt around your work. You're seeing tangible results and progress toward your goals. Remember, slaying the procrastination dragon is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. But with the strategies outlined in this guide, you have the power to reclaim your productivity, achieve your dreams, and ultimately, live a more fulfilling, purposeful life. So, my friend, are you ready to take up arms and vanquish this foe? The battle awaits, and victory is within your grasp. Now go forth, and may the Pomodoros be with you.
Thank you for being part of today's Personal Improvement Now podcast. As we work towards personal growth, we also contribute positively to our communities by inspiring those around us to pursue their own journeys of improvement. Ultimately, prioritizing personal development now lays the groundwork for a more resilient society, capable of overcoming future obstacles together. You are invited to visit our official website at www.sersea.space. We also have an inspirational YouTube channel with hundreds of motivational videos at www.bit.ly/personalimprovementnow.